a tin eye and say it, son.
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
A very happy Wednesday evening to you all, and welcome to The Soundtrack, a show that's going to take a deep dive into the world of music for TV and film. I'm your mostly genial host, Lev L. Spiro, and I've spent the last three decades directing episodes, pilots, and features for television, shows like Modern Family, Arrested Development, Orange is the New Black, Psych, Weeds, and a bunch more. More importantly, I love music. I love music, and it's incredibly important to filmmaking. So, kick back, relax, and enjoy the ride as we delve into music for TV and film, starting with a band whose early musical films would have a huge effect on music videos 15 years after they made this film.
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right. Anybody's helping anyway.
we met was a low-lit room. We was close together as a bride and groom. We ate food, we drank wine. Everybody having a good time. Except you. You were talking about the end of the world. I took the money, I spiked your drink. You miss too much these days if you stop to think. You lead me on with those innocent eyes. You know I love the element of surprise. Garden, I was playing the tar. I kissed your lips and broke your heart. You were acting like it was the end of the world.
We started that set with Help, the title track of the Beatles' second film directed by Richard Lester. The film had originally been announced with the title Eight Arms to Hold You, and neither McCartney nor Lennon had been able to come up with a song to match that title. In April 1965, they changed the title to Help, and Lennon wrote the title track that same night. After that, we heard the Beatles-esque song Earn Enough for Us from one of my favorite bands, XTC, and their 1986 album Skylarking. So back in 2000, I directed episodes for the first season of a show called The Gilmore Girls, and I learned that show creator Amy Sherman-Palladino was also a huge XTC fan. Now, I like to turn in very finished director's cuts, really well scored, with what's usually considered temp music, as in temporary, because the producers and studios don't usually want to pay for expensive needle drops. But in this case, Amy liked it enough in my director's cut to buy it for the finished episode. Woohoo! And we wound up that set with U2's Until the End of the World. A lot of critics thought that was the best song on their 1991 album Achtung Baby, But it wasn't originally going to be included in the album until the band met filmmaker Wim Wenders to talk about music for his new film titled Until the End of the World. The Edge was inspired to pull up an unused guitar riff that Bono had written, and by the time the demo was finished, the band were so excited about it, they decided to include it on the album. They called Wenders up, they said, well, ye could have it, but they wanted it too, and they were naming the song after the film. The next track borrows a high-energy Motown beat to propel a foot chase as a young Ewan McGregor tries to outrun the Edinburgh police. Iggy Pop sings about trying to quit his own drug addiction, so the lyrics are dead on the point, but it's really the drums that drive the energy of this great opening scene to Danny Boyle's 1996 film, Trainspotting. Choose life.
Let's have bizarre celebrations. Let's forget when, forget what, forget how. We'll have bizarre celebrations. We'll play Tristan and Isolde, but make sure I see white sails sail. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in Antarctica. Let's pretend we don't exist. Let's pretend we're in
to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Margaret!
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Margaret!
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix with Rockefellers, walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.
Margaret!
Have you seen Zavelle to do up and down Park Avenue?
On that famous thoroughfare, with their noses in the air.
High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars.
Spending every dime for a wonderful time.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where the fashion sits?
Putting on the Ritz.
Different types who wear a day coat, prints with stripes and cutaway coats, the perfect fits.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha! Putting on the Ritz. Take it!
Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
Prince, Let's Go Crazy, the opening track for both the 1984 album and film Purple Rain. That song hit number one on the U.S. charts, and the film won the Academy Award for Best Original Song Score. It also grossed over $70 million on a $7 million budget, so great example of how music and film can propel each other. At the top of that set, we heard Iggy Pop's Lust for Life, and after that, the song Wraith Pinned to the Mist and Other Games by the band Of Montreal. When I directed my second episode of Weeds in 2006, the music supervisor was a young man named Gary Calamar, who just happens to host the Sunday show Open Road here on KCSN. Gary had given that track to my editor. I loved it when I heard it. The song's whimsy and intelligence supported the tone of the show, and it made it from my director's cut to the finished episode. After that, we heard a version of the Irving Berlin classic, Puttin' on the Ritz, from the 2007 Broadway version of my favorite comedy film, 1974's Young Frankenstein, directed by Mel Brooks. In the film, Gene Wilder's Dr. von Frankenstein has decided to show the world how civilized the monster really is by putting it in a Broadway musical. So that, of course, was the monster you heard singing. The performance, by the way, does not end well. We're going to take a very quick break to thank some of our underwriters. When we come back, we're going to hear the David Bowie song that I put into a warped musical comedy sequence on my first network episode for Ryan Murphy's twisted dramedy, Popular. Be right back.
Here's a home run of a lineup. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Hozier, Jimmy Eat World, Young the Giant, Third Eye Blind, and more. Innings Fest 2024 is back in Tempe, Arizona. And one lucky SoCal Sound member will get a grand slam of a grand prize. Hotel, airfare, and two tickets to Innings Fest. Here's the pitch. To enter the sweepstakes, all we ask is you step up to the plate. And in honor of the 2024 MLB season, donate $24 to the SoCal Sound. Each $24 donated is another chance to score this sweepstakes. Don't strike out. Donate now to be eligible to see these legendary acts, plus a few current and former Major League Baseball players. Baseball and music, a pitch-perfect combo. The Innings Fest Flyaway Sweepstakes. More details at thesocalsound.org.
Innings Fest is made possible by our partners at Columbia Records.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has tickets to see OMD at the Greek Theater on September 20th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. OMD, the Greek Theater, September 20th.
The SoCal Sound.
Ryan Murphy created the hit series Nip Tuck, Glee, and American Horror Story. But the first show he created was the drama comedy Popular in 1999. And in the first episode I directed, two high school girls kidnap Gwyneth Paltrow's personal shopper and tie him up in the school basement. It wasn't scripted, but I made a comedy musical montage of the girls trying on Gwyneth's clothing while the shopper watches, horrified. And I set it to this song by David Bowie.
Thank you. Hey, this is Jet from the SoCal Sound Morning Show with some new releases and reissues coming out this week. What Do We Do Now from Jay Maskus will be released. The Last Dinner Party's debut studio album, Prelude to Ecstasy, will come out. Wings will reissue their classic 1973 album, Band on the Run, for its 50th anniversary, expanded with two alternate versions. For more music news and information you can use, listen to Mornings with Nick Harcourt and Jet every weekday, 6 to 10 a.m., only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. All kinds of people, all kinds of music. 88.5 Discover Music. The SoCal Sound.
Working all day for a mean little man with a clip-on tie and a rub-on tan. He's got me running around the office like a dog around a track. But when I get back home, you're always there to rub my back. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. Hours on the phone making pointless calls. I got a desk full of paper that means nothing at all. Sometimes I catch myself staring into space, counting down the hours till I get to see your face. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. How did it come to be that you and I must be far away from each other every day? Why must I spend my time filling up my mind with facts and figures that never add up anyway? They never add up anyway. Working all day for a mean little guy with a bed to pay and a soup stain tie. He's got me running around the office like a gerbil on a wheel. He can tell me what to do, but he can't tell me what to feel. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around.
I'll make you cool. When they break it down, then this world is all you know. Hands up, you're waving it round, and get yourself together. When you call the dominoes strong, it's time to go. Now I'm feeling so far away. I see the colors and all the kids going home. Night is crawling up to the day. Like an animal struggling, looking for a diamond. I'm trying, I'm fighting.
riding, riding in the rhythm now.
I just wanna stay on the night, wanna stay on.
That was Up All Night by Beck on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. And that track was used by three different shows all in 2018. It was on the Comedy Superstore, starring America Ferrara, as well as the one-season-only ABC drama Deception, and the Originals on the CW. Before that, we heard a great Fountains of Wayne song, Hey Julie, from their 2003 album, Welcome Interstate Managers. That got used on an episode of Scrubs, where Zach Braff's character JD is trying not to scare off his romantic crush, played by guest star Mandy Moore, whose character's name was Julie. And we started that set with David Bowie's hit Fashion from his great 1980 album, Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, along with some awesome guitar work from Mr. Robert Fripp. So there are basically two kinds of music in filmmaking, what we call diegetic and non-diegetic. Simply put, if the characters in the film can hear it, it's diegetic, or source music. If only the viewers of the film can hear it, it's non-diegetic, which can either be existing songs or a composer's score. The next track is score composed by Peter Gabriel for the 1984 Alan Parker film Birdie, about two Vietnam vets played by Matthew Modine and Nicolas Cage. Gabriel took his song Not One of Us from his third album and reworked it for the film. Listen to how it starts out. It's moody, evocative, atmospheric, and then it becomes this visceral, driving piece which plunges us into Matthew Modine's fevered dream world. This piece is called Birdie's Flight.
Thank you.
Was Do You from another one of my favorite bands, Spoon, from Austin, Texas, where I went to graduate school. Now, there are a lot of Spoon songs I could have played you. Their music gets used a lot by filmmakers, and for good reason, because they're awesome. But I had to play Do You because it was last used on a show called MTV's Florabama Shore, which I had never heard of before I started doing work for the show, on an episode titled, and I couldn't make this up, Let's See Some Butts! Exclamation point. So, next time someone's telling you how we're living through the golden age of television, mention that one to them. Okay, this next track is by the band OK Go, and that was featured in, gosh, everything. One Tree Hill, Grey's Anatomy, The Simpsons, Las Vegas, Scrubs, Gossip Girl, a bunch more. More importantly, though, I used it for my director's cut of a Disney Channel original movie called Minutemen, which I scored heavily with modern and alt-rock needle drops. But Disney Channel demanded I replace them all with score. So the happy ending to the story is that I paid to do my own mix with my original tracks. That's what I submitted to the Directors Guild for consideration, and I got a DGA nomination for the movie. Woohoo! So this is Here It Goes Again by OK Go.
Just
You're listening to KCSN, The SoCal Sound. That was the track Nice Day by the band Persephone's Bees, and I used that song to underpin the emotional resolutions of the main characters in the denouement of that same film, Minutemen. Sorry about the French. It's a film thing. I have one more track to share with you folks, and then my time is up for tonight, sadly. I hope you've enjoyed this hour, and hey, drop me a line, let me know some of your favorite musical moments from TV and film, and maybe I can include them in future shows. Write to me at LLSpiro, that's LLSPIRO, at 885FM.org, and let me know what you think. Also, guys, I have some really cool guests coming up over the next few months of the soundtrack. Composer extraordinaire Tyler Bates is going to join us. Tyler wrote the music for all four John Wick movies, both Deadpool movies, Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2, just for starters. We're also going to visit with KCSN DJ Gary Calamar, who was the music supervisor for Weeds, Dexter, 6 Feet Under, and True Blood. And I'm going to ask him all kinds of annoying questions about the job of music supervisor. What do they do? Tell me more. But wait, there's more. You don't just get the Ginsu Knives. We'll also chat with multiple Emmy Award-winning composer Sean Callery, who's going to join us and talk about composing for shows like 24 and Marvel's Jessica Jones. And my friend David Hemmingson will join us as well. David wrote this year's breakout film, The Holdovers, as well as writing and producing for shows like Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, Blackish, Bones, Kitchen Confidential, and more. I'm going to leave you with a track I used on the director's cut of the Blue Mountain State movie. It was also used in the movie version of Entourage, which probably more of you saw than the first one. I am Lev L. Spiro. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. And make sure to tune in next time to the soundtrack. Here's Royal Blood with Figure It Out.
Try to figure it out. Nothing better to do when I'm stuck on you. I'm still, I'm here trying to figure it out.